Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In war-torn Afghanistan, it looks as though Mother Nature has a weapon, at least on one battlefront. Poppy fields in that country are being hit by disease, which could mean the opium crop is reduced by as much as a quarter, which has implications all over the country of Afghanistan. The BBC's Mark Dummett joins us now from Kabul. First of all, how much of a surprise is this? So we're hearing this today, but was there any warning at all?
Yeah, I mean, we've been hearing for a few weeks now. This is harvest time for the poppies, and we've been hearing for a few weeks that farmers have been complaining that the yield is likely to be down, that their crops are suffering some kind of damage. But it was only today that the UN, which has been monitoring this, has come out and really tried to put a figure on the amount of damage that they believe has been caused, and it is pretty significant, and it will affect those areas, you know, particularly in the south where the insurgency, you know, as you know, is at its strongest.
And it's because of a naturally occurring fungus that opium poppies are prone to being sort of, you know, afflicted with. I guess the question really is, how much does this cut into the income there in the south, and would it have an impact this summer as NATO forces begin fighting, escalating their fighting around Kandahar?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, there are two bits to your question there. And the first one is, yeah, I mean, you're right. The UN and the government believe that this is a naturally occurring fungus. The problem is, a lot of the farmers who have spoken to the BBC believe that this is actually, their crops have been destroyed by spraying, by chemicals that either, you know, NATO, the US, or the government has deployed to destroy their crops. So that could, if you know, a lot of people genuinely believe that and they can't be persuaded otherwise, that could have implications. That could mean that many of these farmers grow resentful towards the government and NATO and turn to the Taliban, which has happened before when the Afghans have indeed gone out and tried to destroy these poppy fields. The second thing is about, you know, what impact could this have on incomes? Well, this will have an effect, no doubt, on the farmers themselves. They rely on these crops. This is the main earner for the population in the south, where you know, where the insurgency, as I said, is really strong and has been the major focus of the surge of US troops. And we're going to see a new campaign in the summer in Kandahar, in the areas where these crops have been affected.
I mean, it seems as though the takeaway here, Mark Dummett, in Kabul, is that really, it shows that if this fungus can have such a devastating impact, the eradication programs haven't been terribly effective at all.
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, the problem is that they haven't been effective. There are so many that they're believed to be such big stockpiles that this won't have an overall effect on the amount of opium that is exported from Afghanistan this year. Even if less is grown this year, the Taliban and the drug gangs have so much, you know, hidden away that, you know, the supply to Russia and Europe will continue to be enormous.
Mark Dummett, BBC reporter in Afghanistan, talking about a naturally occurring fungus which appears to have devastating implications for the opium crop in Afghanistan. And he also noted there, if you were listening carefully, that the belief that this isn't naturally occurring, that it's actually a government program, may actually radicalize some of the farmers in Kandahar.